1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And the Thursday Newsmaker brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this snowy Thursday morning. It is 7:24, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am just fine, thank you.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. As always, we appreciate that. Well, I think, Jennifer, some encouraging COVID numbers continue. Numbers released here locally from Lyon County Public Health this week have been, well, shall I say, minimal?
Yeah, we have really seen minimal cases for the last couple of weeks. That's been very refreshing, and I'm assuming everybody is very relieved in the community at those numbers. It really indicates that at least when we talk about a SARS-CoV-2 community transmission, so what is actually going on in our community with transmission, it's low right now, and that actually feels pretty good.
So what about your test positive rates? How are they looking?
Yeah, they're actually looking really good, too. So for February, the week of February 20th, so that seven-day period, we had a test positivity of about 8%. And then for the week of February 27th, we had a test positivity of just over 4%, which those are very low test positivity rates. We haven't seen numbers like that since probably the spring and summer of last year of 2021.
So that is good news, isn't it, huh?
Yes, it is really good news. And I think that a lot of our testing providers are really feeling that. We are seeing lower numbers when it comes to people acquiring tests for COVID. So we're definitely seeing other illnesses out there, other respiratory illnesses, but these people are just not testing positive for SARS-CoV-2.
So are you seeing some flu activity here, Jennifer, now?
We are seeing a little bit, but it is still really low. Flu activity is really low. We've had other respiratory viruses going around. We've had, you know, I think normal what we would see in wintertime respiratory viruses. So I think the message just is if you're feeling under the weather, to stay home, and that you have tests at, you know, means to get tested to see if it is influenza or if it's SARS-CoV-2, and that we really want to make sure that we're getting that testing done.
Well, and you see nothing from, you know, the school district here, obviously, since they've adjusted their mask mandates. So nothing in USD 253 that is eye-opening?
No, and that is really a relief. Their numbers are still staying low in their populations, just like we're seeing around our community.
That is good news. Let's talk about testing and vaccination trends. Jennifer, what are you seeing at Public Health?
Well, our testing, again, is really low. People are acquiring, wanting testing. But our vaccinations have, we've had an uptick here at the end of February and going into March, which is really good. When you kind of tease out that with vaccination, who is wanting vaccination, we're mostly seeing second doses and booster doses. We saw just maybe a slight uptick in our first doses, but I don't know. They've kind of stayed steady for a while. So we're really mainly seeing those second doses and third doses.
I was interviewing Daphne Mertens of Lyon County Public Health, and by the way, they do have a vaccination and testing pop-up clinic today with USD 253 at Mary Herbert Education Center today from 3 until 7. And you receive a $25 gift card, by the way, so that's Pfizer and Moderna. But she said the last handful of a pop-up events that they have had has seen very high traffic, Jennifer, people getting vaccinated. So that is a good trend right there, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And that's really what we want when we're kind of having this low in community transmission with SARS-CoV-2. It is the right time to make sure that we're getting up to date on those vaccines. And really, I with breakthrough cases, I know people really want to know this. So our breakthrough case data is really supporting still vaccination. We are seeing just in our cases since our first breakthrough case that 77% of those cases are in unvaccinated individuals. We're only seeing 3% of those cases in boosted individuals. And then our hospitalization trend follows that. 83% of our hospitalized people have been unvaccinated, only 2% boosted. And then in our death rate, same thing. We're seeing about 81% of the people that have died from COVID-19, they are in unvaccinated individuals. And we have seen no individuals pass away that have been boosted.
Team talking with Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn on our Primetime Newsmaker, 728, 23 degrees and still some light snow and travel conditions. A bit difficult out there this morning, so please give yourself some extra time to get to your destination. Well, Jennifer, is Lyon County Public Health shifting from pandemic to endemic?
Well, I would say we are shifting from pandemic emergency response to more of a steady state. I think the endemic phrase gets thrown around a lot, but it's kind of used incorrectly sometimes. And really what endemic means to us is that that illness is common in an area. So it is, it's always present. And we use that in different terms. We say that measles is endemic in Africa and that rabies is endemic in Kansas. And so what it doesn't mean is that the pandemic is over. It doesn't mean that coronavirus has gone away and that COVID-19 is not a big deal. And so I think more what we're going to be living with in the future, near future, is what we would consider a hyper-endemic state, which means that we have persistent high levels of the disease that is occurring, but that at this point that we are not in that really emergency where it's causing stresses on our health care, where it's causing disruption of normal life, where it's causing a big disruption to our economy. So that's where we're probably going to be for a while until we can kind of get individuals that have lots of immunity in our communities.
So it's just going to be a matter of, if I'm hearing you correctly, Jennifer, living with COVID.
Yes, which we've been doing for the last 2 years.
All right. Well, so as far as, you know, the shifting process, you know, obviously you've not been quite as busy at Public Health in Jennifer?
Yeah, we really have shifted our response. So instead of doing disease investigation and contact tracing, we're really shifting our response into that outreach to our community. So providing education on vaccine, administering vaccine, doing our testing. Right now, we're really trying to work with our community to distribute masks and home test kits. So that's our shift has kind of gone to how do we prepare people, how do we educate them to live with SARS-CoV-2 virus, how do we get those tools in their hands, like masks and home kits, to help keep them healthier, and then how do we get our community vaccinated, which we know is the best way to prevent SARS-CoV-2 virus and severe illness due to it.
Well, all right. Positive conversation here this morning, Jennifer. We appreciate your time, as always. Thank you for all that you and your team do. Continue to keep up the great work, and hopefully, Jennifer, we keep trending in a positive direction.
Yes, I hope so too. And while cases are low, enjoy it. That's what we want. We want people to be safe and healthy and to enjoy this low transmission time.
Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you.
Jennifer Milburn, Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director, joining us on our primetime newsmaker. Scott?
All right, and we have just one opening next week in our primetime newsmaker. So if you have an event coming up, it could be yours. Just three for the following week, so get a hold of us as soon as possible, 620-342-1400, or email kvoe@kvoe.com.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. MRSK Buildings. 7:34, light snow, 23 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
My name is Mike Argerbright. I have supported testing for COVID-19 in our schools and athletic events.